missed you. I missed you so much. I don't know how I was able to deal with being away from you for so long. It feels like it's been ages. Well, I know it's only been about 15 minutes while I had to go to the post office, but still, it feels like it's been ages, you know? It always feels like it's been ages when I'm away from my good boy for even a second. Wait, I'm not done. Just one more kiss. Okay, just one more, one more. Okay, just one more, I promise. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I know. That was way more than one. I'm sorry. I just can't help it, sweetheart. You are such a good boy. I just can't help but kiss you. You're just that irresistible to me. Every kiss with you makes my heart skip a beat. Oh, I mean, figuratively, of course. If it was literal, I'd probably be long dead by now. But really, I just really can't help but to just kiss you, sweetie. You're so sweet, such a sweet, sweet boy. I just need to kiss you. Mwah. Especially when I've just been away from you. Only for 15 minutes, like I said, but still, I hate being away from you. I wish I could take you with me. I really do. That would solve the aching that I get in my heart from being away from my good boy. But if I took you with me, then other girls would look at you. And I know you could stay inside the car while I'm there, but still, they could see you through the window. And I know I have my window tint as dark as is legal, but still, I don't even want them to see your silhouette. No, I can't have that. You know how I am. You know how uncontrollably jealous I get over my good boy. You're the most valuable thing I have. I need to keep you all to myself. So when other girls look at you, well, it just drives me up a wall. When they look at you, I just want to claw their stupid little eyes out. You're mine to look at. You're mine. Those other girls have no right to look at you. You're mine. You're my good boy. All mine and only mine. Yes, which is why you need to be a good boy and stay right here at home, safe and snug and cared for. And you are cared for, aren't you? I care for you, don't I? Yeah, I shower you with lots of love and affection every day. I give you all the hugs and kisses you could ever dream of. I make you breakfast, and I put food on the table, and I take care of you when you're sick, and I listen to you when you have something to complain about. I do everything for you, all because you're my precious good boy, and I love you. I'll take care of all of your needs, especially your sexual ones. Do you need me to do that for you right now, sweetie? Do you need mommy to take care of you? I can see that bulge in your pants. I saw it from the moment I got home. You can't hide these kinds of things from mommy. Mommy knows all about her good boy. Oh, no, don't worry, sweetie. You know I love to spoil you. You know how mommy loves to spoil her good boy. I might not be your biological mother, but that's okay. I still love you just as much as one. And I still worry about you every second I'm away from you. And besides, it's rather convenient that I'm not your biological mother. Yes, that means we're free to do all the things we shouldn't do. You're free to get hand jobs from mommy. You're free to fuck mommy's mouth. You're free to fuck mommy's tits. You're free to come all over them. You're free to bend mommy over and fuck her until you've emptied every last drop of your cum right into mommy's pussy. You can do whatever you want with mommy. I'll do anything for you, sweetie. You know, mommy could never say no to her good boy. All you have to do say, please, mommy, please, mommy, ride my cock. Or please, mommy, please let me fuck your tits. And I'll get right to it for my good boy. I'll do anything for my good boy. Except let you go, of course. But there's no way you'd want to leave me, right, sweetie? Not when I'm this good to you. Now, is there anything you'd like to ask mommy for? Oh, you are such a polite boy. Such a sweet and good boy. Of course, sweetie. Mommy will be happy to give you a hand job. Just sit down there on the bed and get comfortable. Relax and let mommy take out your good boy cock. And let mommy take care of you with her hands. Oh, there we go. Such a good boy. Straight to the point, asking mommy for what you want. Oh, I love it. I love to spoil you. Even if you didn't ask for anything, I'd still be so eager to spoil my good boy. Yes. Oh, that's good. Oh, I love you. There's so much to love about my sweet baby boy. I love your smile. It's so sweet. So warm, so innocent. Even if your requests aren't always so innocent. But that's fine, sweetie. You can request any indecent thing you want from me. I don't mind at all. I love to fulfill it. And since you have such a nice smile, it's good that you're always smiling when I give you a hand job like that. Or when you're fucking my mouth, or my tits, or deep inside mommy's pussy. Oh. It makes me want to do these lewd kinds of things for you. As much as possible. Yes, that's it. Oh, you are doing so well. Oh, and I love your voice, too. I love it when you say anything at all, really. It doesn't matter. Oh, I just love hearing it. Oh, yes. But I especially love it when you say, I love you, mommy. Oh, I love to hear those words. Do you think you could say those for me right now? Do you think you could be a good boy for mommy and tell her how much you love her? Could you please say, I love you, mommy? Oh, that's a good boy. Mommy loves you too, darling. Yes. It's kind of romantic, don't you think? A biological mommy doesn't get to choose her son. He's born and she's stuck with him whether she likes him or not. But I chose you. I think that makes our relationship rather special. It's like I adopted you. Oh, well, I mean, technically I kidnapped you, but I don't like to think about it in those kinds of terms. If anything, I saved you. I whisked you away from a world that didn't properly care for you. No one ever cared for you like I do. No one ever cared about your stress or mental health like I do. No one ever loved you like I love you. Because I'm your mommy. Your one and only mommy who loves you and loves to spoil you. So really? All I did was save you. Well, you saved me too, though. I was all alone before you. Now I have you. And you're mine. You're my good boy. And you don't mind when I call you mine, do you, sweetie? You know I mean it in the most respectful and loving way possible. And besides, it's good to be mine. It's good to belong to me. I take such good care of you. And I'm stroking your cock as we speak. And I stroke it whenever you want. You look like you might want more than just that, though. You've been staring at my tits for a while now. I get it. Mommy does have a nice pair of tits, doesn't she? They're super big and soft, and they're all yours, sweetie. They're just for you. Just for your cock. Did you want to fuck mommy's tits, sweetie? Oh, such a good boy, being so sweet and polite. Of course, sweetie, you can fuck mommy's tits as much as you want. Mommy could never say no to her good boy, no matter how horny his request. Here, let me just take off my bra and my top.